Welcome back to Basics. I am your host, The Crazy Uncle. Today I'm going to be talking about what everybody loves talking about in any type of preparedness community is the bug out bag. Now this can actually fall into the same things as your camping bag or anything like that. Or truck kit, which I'm going to put down here in a minute. Bug out bag is a general term used. But it doesn't actually fall into, it's not super specific, unless you're saying it in a specific way. And you see, there's three different ones here. There's the get home bag, which is literally, something happened, something major, I can't drive, but I gotta get back home. As you can see, I put slangs here, gotta get back. It's just that simple. With the get home bag, I want you to remember something. When you actually look up the median distance that people are away from their workplace, you'll see some people with get home bags that must weigh 50 pounds. The median distance, 6.7 miles. Even an out of shape motherfucker can do this in a couple of hours. For your get-home bag, all you need is a first aid kit in case you got a little messed up. If you're not wearing shoes that you can walk in, like if you're wearing loafers, then you have a change into some sort of walking shoes. You have whatever your personal protection is. Water. And maybe a snack. That's it. That's all. There's nothing else you need. Absolutely nothing. Again, you got some people are less than 6.7 miles away, and they're like, I'm going to throw this 50 or 60 pound pack on, and it's going to take me 3 days. Yeah, it's going to take you 3 days, because you're packing out way too much. Anybody who's done any type of hiking has seen this happen where people just pack out way too much, and they'll find beautiful kits on the side of the road, because people are like, I can't carry all this weight, I'm just going to ditch it. So don't go crazy on that. Get home is quite literally that. You just have to calculate how far away from work to the house. How many miles is it? The average walking speed of a human is roughly 3 miles an hour when carrying weight. That's it. Nothing else. Do the math yourself. Now, bug out bag literally means I'll be back, but it's too dangerous for me here. So I'm going to grab my shit and I'm going to get the fuck out. Your bug out bag will depend on where you're going to bug out to. Now, I want to actually put quotes up here by the bag, because a lot of times if you're bugging out, you're taking a vehicle. So keep that in mind. You don't just have to have one small bag. Your vehicle can be preset. Most people who've been in really jacked up situations have different materials in their vehicle, and I'll go into those later on in another video. But this is, I'm going to a set location, I know how far I'm going, I know how long it's going to take me to get there, roughly, so I'm going to pack out for that. You need to have your food, water, medicine, and like, you know where I'm going with this if you watch Prepared Mind. Okay, so, boom, there you go. Now, remember, if you're bugging out and you're building your bags, make sure for each person in the family they have their own. You cannot carry everybody else's weight. You're going to end up falling out, and then they are going to be ineffective completely. Now, the inch bag. I'm not coming home. These are massive. Things have gone completely to shit. It's not safe for me here. I'm going to have to leave, and I don't think I can come back. It's going to be too dangerous. Okay? The only people who need these are people like in the Sierra Mountains where things are chances of your house burning to the ground. Okay? Anything, if you're in that type of situation, yes. Inch bag. Now, these are quite in-depth. I'm not going to go into, I just want you to understand each part, okay? The last one, like I said before, is simply your truck kit. Now, you don't have to have a truck for this. You don't need a truck. It could be a car. It's a general term. It's your vehicle kit. Your vehicle kit is more accustomed to, I'm stuck on the side of the road. What do I need until help comes? Or what do I need to self-rescue? For most people, that's just a cell phone. But you'll see when we actually get into the truck kit, there's a few extra items that you're going to want. But for right now, I'm just focusing on the definitions of the different kits so you know what the hell people are talking about. Now, if you're getting started, again, be careful of information overload because a lot of people will confuse their get-home bag with an inch bag. And then their get-home bag, like I said, is 50, 60 pounds. Why? It doesn't make sense. So when you're actually looking into doing this, stop, take a breath, and realize that it's actually you need to break it down to its base elements before you can do anything. Because like I said, how far away are you from the house? How far away are you from wherever the hell you're going to be? How long do you think you have to survive on just your rations? All this has to be thought by you. I can't answer that because I'm not in your situation. Only you can. So do the math. And that's it for me for today. This is Crazy Uncle. I'm out.